Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we got three eras going on. We got the Astros, Joe Espada era. How do you like the Joe Espada experience so far, 11 games in? You enjoying it?
I'll let you know. I think, you know what? I think it's kind of going the way we
expect. Does it excite you at all?
Not really, but
he's just a guy.
But I'm not down on it.
There's no charisma. He's a dude.
You know what I was going to say?
He doesn't do it for me.
He's exactly what they signed up for.
He's boring.
Trying to stay between the buoys,
yeah,
as they say in fishing.
He puts me to sleep.
Keep it between the buoys. Just keep it straight.
Seems like a nice guy.
No, nice guy. Seemed to be well liked, but he's not exactly one way or the other.
Man.
I totally.
You miss
totally
Dusty? Agree. I kind of miss Dusty.
I do.
I miss the Dusty experience more than the Dusty managing.
I don't know that this guy's that much better of a manager.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of just keeping it straight.
That's my thing. I don't know that he's much better.
But the Dusty experience was fun.
He's one of the best personalities in the history of baseball. He's an OG. That's my dad's favorite ball player growing up. I love Dusty. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But Dusty had his flaws or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that this guy, we're 11 games in, but I don't know that this guy's much better.
Mm-hmm. We'll see, but he seems at first blush here to be just exactly what they signed up for. Just don't go too extreme one way or the other. Just keep it straight.
Yeah, he seems all right. Yeah. I mean, he's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
M.A. Udoka. How are you feeling about the M.A. Udoka experience?
Very, very good.
Rockets are about to conclude their season. They got the Magic tonight, and they got a few more. Trying to stay around 500. They're two games below 500 at the moment.
I don't want to turn this into a big Rockets segment, but since we're here, I don't think it's fully appreciated how big of a mess he inherited. Like, he inherited a mess.
Well, yeah, and he had two players that you have to, I don't know if you have
not
to
even
be
just
careful
the players
with them or what, but he had to err on the side of caution, figure it out. I thought he did a good job.
He had to change culture.
He's a hardo, dude.
He's had to deal with
almost too much of a hardo.
I like it. He's had to deal with a general manager that is flaky and I don't know how trustworthy in the building, if we're just being honest. The owner is very outspoken. The losing mentality was becoming habitual.
Tillman's pretty quiet though publicly.
The losing was habitual. Like, I don't know if you can overstate how good a job Ime Udoka has done.
No, I don't think so either. That was my guy from the beginning.
Yeah,
you know that.
No, you said it.
That was my guy, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
It
hey, damn.
Really, really high on him right now.
Yeah, he does his thing. He is a hard O, and he did it in Boston too. So it's not like he came in here and kind of changed the way he is. That's kind of just the way that he carries himself. And then, of course, we have the D'Amico Ryans era, which kind of feels like old D'Amico just kind of in the background right now. Casario's out there making moves. D'Amico's just kind of.
See, I don't think he is.
No, he's active.
Yeah.
He's active, but, I mean, we're not seeing him very much.
Mm-hmm. one thing DeMeco has done is he's kind of told us exactly what they were going to do, and it's kind of hard to believe. Like, he talked about the defensive line. He talked about, you know, weapons, and it was kind of hard to hop on board when things started slow. They're doing exactly what he's wanted.
Coming up in 5 minutes, the afternoon show made an observation, and it was really, I think it was a month and a half, 2 months ago. They made it, and in recent weeks, it's kind of come to the forefront. And I just wonder what it would sound like if someone else in town that holds a similar position did the same thing. That's in 5 minutes. But I want to ask you this about the NFL draft, which is 16 days away. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Shout out to the Loopholes. Appreciate y'all having lunch with us. Do you think wide receiver's out of play now with the Texans' first pick in the draft at 42? Because I was talking about this yesterday, and some people think, and I mean, it's just based on what we have in front of us with the roster and all that. Some people think that wide receiver could be in play at 42. Like, for example, if Ladd McConkey out of Georgia is there, would the Texans pounce on that? Do you think wide receiver is still in play, or do you think it's out of play?
I think it's out of play, but that's quite the qualifier you put there. That's quite the exception. Because I think he's pretty highly regarded. If somehow he falls, then maybe things change. But I do think it's out of play in the second round, maybe the third round. I think they might take a flyer on a guy. You know,
so you think a wide receiver could be taken in on day two?
Yeah.
Day one for the Texans because they don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah.
You think it's a real possibility?
I don't think in the second round, but we'll see after that.
Okay.
Why would you say otherwise?
I just think there's going to be a big run on wide receivers. I think I don't know that they want it. I think they knew they needed a wide receiver. But after they missed on Keenan Allen, the fact that they traded number 22 to the Minnesota Vikings to trade back 19 spots and get an extra second round pick, that tells me that they like the Diggs option better than what they could get at 22. And if they really liked someone at 22, it would be a better option because it'd be a young guy, right? I feel like they're kind of at the mercy of where there's going to be a lot of receivers taken.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm not against a wide receiver. Like, if you told me that, I don't know, Franklin out of Oregon or McConkey was there, or hell, Xavier Worthy, even if he falls there in the second round, that's cool. But I don't know that with the way the draft is shaping up, that wide receiver is the way to go there.
I totally agree. That's why I don't think that's going to happen until maybe the third round. But you know, there's always exceptions, and that's why it's so fluid and the draft is so interesting. But I think they have their eye on a particular bucket of players at that position, and that's what they're going to go with, one of those guys. And I don't think one of those is a receiver.
So there's news at the tight end position that Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, which he could be the number two tight end. There's been talk. But Daniel Jeremiah has said that he could be tied into, and he could easily go in the second round. He's visiting with the Carolina Panthers. He's visiting with the Cleveland Browns. I do wonder how tight end is going to come into play. Now, I don't know how the Texans are going to approach drafting a tight end. Are they going to lean on a guy that they think can block better because Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan, they have strengths and blocking is not their strength? Are they going to look at it as kind of that two-year window? Because the one thing I'll say about Jatavion Sanders, and I feel pretty good in saying this, is that it would not shock me if you draft Jatavion Sanders. First of all, he's better than Brevin Jordan right now. He's better than Brevin Jordan. Brevin Jordan is a useful player. You can find things for him.
Yeah.
But as far as just being a true, pure receiver, you can line him up on the slot. He can go out for passes. He can go up and get it. You can throw jump balls to him. Jatavion Sanders right now, as soon as he steps on a football field, is a better receiving tight end than Brevin Jordan.
I won't argue that.
He's also probably a better blocker than you give him credit for. If you had Jatavion Sanders and Dalton Schultz on your team, I think that's two really, really good tight end options. I just don't know how good they think the blocking is. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at this two-year window, if 2 years from now, if you have Sanders, if Jatavion Sanders does not become the quality player that Dalton Schultz is, with perhaps a little bit more explosiveness and a little bit more ability to go up and get it. So I don't know how they're going to look at that tight end thing, because we see Caserio play chess. We see him talk two-year windows. Maybe there's a tight end that they like that can do more things. But if you're looking for someone that C.J. Stroud will always have potentially a prime elite receiving option at the tight end position. It might put you in an interesting spot in the short term because you have three guys that aren't like elite blockers, but I think it could go a long way. I don't know if they're willing to do that, but I do know that Nick Caserio, when he was mentioning second round finds, he mentioned three or four tight ends.
Yeah.
And they've it just feels like they need to somehow upgrade at that position.
I don't know how much of a interesting position it even puts you in, to be honest. You know, this is a passing team. Now, sure, you can stay in and help block against some really good defensive lines. But you're not going to be a road grading kind of team. I know that's what D'Amico has talked about. We want to be run the ball. You look at the weapons they have. You throw another weapon into the mix, you know, with what you already have. I don't know how much of a disadvantage that's necessarily going to be when you're throwing the ball 50-60% of the time. So I wouldn't mind that at all.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I've noticed something pretty funny about one of the general managers in town.
Okay.
And this was something that I think Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley caught this because they're typically the ones that pay attention to really what he says. And that's Dana Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I find it pretty funny that Dana Brown seems to be telling anyone that'll listen, and the story kind of magnified after Ronel Blanco threw his no-hitter. Mm-hmm. But Dana Brown's basically telling anyone that'll listen that last year at spring training, I saw this Blanco guy, and he was throwing in the bullpen. And at the time, he was a reliever. And I remember telling the guys, hey, that guy's got what it takes to be a starting pitcher. That guy right there is a guy that can be a starter. And now it seems like that story just keeps getting gassed up and gassed up and gassed up and gassed up. Seems like old Dana Brown might kind of like talking and kind of patting himself on the back when something goes well. Have you noticed that?
Dana Brown loves him some Dana Brown.
I've noticed that. I have very much noticed that.
He loves him some Dana.
I wonder what it would be like if Nick Caserio.
Oh my gosh!
Decided, because I think Rafael Stone will do it too. Like if he could, if he could talk, he would do it too.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
If he had some success.
Oh, you know how long I've been in the NBA? I've been in the NBA for a long time.
What do you say? Since 2006.
Yeah, you're basically lawyer in the office, you know, fishing papers.
But Nick Caserio doesn't really do that. Could you imagine if Nick Caserio, I just saw something in Nico Collins. Like, because if Dana Brown were Nick Caserio, after Nico Collins had last year.
Tank Dell.
Yeah. But Dana Brown would be like, I just saw something in Nico and I decided I wanted to trade up for him. So I told the guys in the room, we're going to trade up and get that.
If
Nico
Dana
Collins
Brown had drafted these Texans, I never really liked that Bryce Young. Thought he was overrated. Now, C.J. Stroud, ooh, I remember when he was in middle school, I saw him.
It's weird how that story just emerges.
That guy's going to be a pro one day.
You hear everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy.
What happened last week that somebody was taking some credit in the for something? Remember?
What do you mean? Here?
We talked about it last week. Someone was taking credit for something that was impossible to take credit for. I forget what it was. I'm sure the loopholes will help me out. But you brought it up. It was hilarious. But anyway, that's what he was.
What was it?
What was it, Figgy? Remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you see Dana Brown doing his thing. It's kind of under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if they ever, Dana is going to.
Oh, Peacock.
Especially now that he doesn't have Dusty. I'm not saying Joe Espada is like a puppet.
Are you talking about the team that was in the NCAA tournament and that the guy that was fired pretty much but still coaching?
Oh, the AD. The AD took credit for firing.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
The AD took credit
for firing. I was motivating him. Yeah. I fired him so we could motivate him in the tournament. Yeah, that was it.
I knew that'd give him a kick in the butt.
Yeah.
But now that Dusty's not here, and Dusty's kind of like the alpha, and I'm not calling Espada a puppet. I'm not disrespecting him like that. But he's a little less of a. I mean, he's not Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not.
No.
OG.
No.
Stick your chest out. I do think Dana. Like if they get on that podium, oh my God.
Well, the move with Hader is the one.
Tackle Crane.
The move with Hader is the one that he really stuck himself out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see how.
Oh, he did that too. Yeah. I forgot that with Josh Hader.
Yeah.
I remember that. He was on. He was like, yeah. And I remember I called his agent and I said, we're getting a deal done no matter what. I'm not getting off this phone without you, without getting a deal.
Yeah.
Jim Crane gave you a blank check.
Exactly.
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
Dana loves it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He will gas himself up. Casario won't, though.
No.
Neither will D'Amico.
And Casario and D'Amico probably have more reason than anyone right now to do that.
One day at a time.
One series at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
So there's two parties in a couple of weeks with the Houston Texans. You have the uniform unveiling, the 23rd.
Yep.
713 Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do this exactly?
I don't know.
I'm trying to ask because.
Yeah.
So it's going to be at a music. Where is 713 Music Hall?
It's the post. The post.
So it's in the post?
Yeah.
Where? Up the stairs?
It's on the one side.
Yeah. It's a music hall where they had concerts, real concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just in the middle of the post?
It's on one side of it. It's on the one, I think the far, if you're looking at it, the far left
so
side.
So not the food court?
Not the food court. Right?
Okay. So, but the food court's close?
It's on the other side. Like
it's right there.
Long.
It's connected.
It's connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've been there many times. I haven't seen a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? Are they like going to go on stage? And surely they're using different models, right?
I would bring the one guy back just for fun. I would bring old number 24 back.
I don't know if they want to bring him back.
No, I don't think they do.
He probably got a lot of trouble.
I don't think they do, but it would be hilarious to lean into that story. Like, here we go. I'd rather bring him in.
They should do something like that. Like, hey, y'all guys want to see the uniforms? Yeah. And bring them out there in that same one.
And then the scratchy record thing. It's a three-hour event.
Okay.
Three-hour.
Wait, what?
It's a three-hour uniform reveal.
So what are they going to do, one every hour?
I have no idea. I have no idea how they why they're going to do that.
So one every hour, pretty much.
I don't know. I don't know how
they're going to do it. You've already
seen the one. Is it going to be like... I don't know. That's an awful lot. 3 hours to reveal a uniform? It's like watching a baseball game. Or even a long baseball game these days. Yeah, I don't know. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m.
So who's going to grab the mic? Who's on the mic?
Oh, Vandermeer's going to be involved.
Cecil.
Vandermeer, Cecil.
So they're seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to have them in seeing it. They're not going to let Doug in see it?
No, he's not going to see it.
Okay.
He was just behind the operation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves his credit.
Mm-hmm.
Deserves his flowers.
We'll see.
Go up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Cecil and Vandy up there.
Yeah, I would guess. Maybe Drew Daugherty.
Vandy's going to love them, right?
Well, that's their
he's
baby.
He's
going
to love the uniforms?
I'm sure he's going to say he loves them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Cecil's going to go up there.
Say the same thing. That's not what I'm judging it on. I'm judging
Cecil's
it on.
Going to have his sheet of
I'm
paper.
I'm judging it on what the fans
Texans
say.
Fans,
yeah.
What do you think about that alternate right there?
Yeah, let's have a cheeseburger race at halftime.
Dude, he's good at that.
He's good at it.
He's real good at that. All right, so we're going to have the uniforms. And then there's the draft party on Friday.
Yes, not Saturday, not Thursday.
But there's a, I don't want to say better, but there's a draft party. There's a draft party on Saturday.
But I don't want to not say.
It's mine and Figgy's along with Cody Stute's draft party.
Yeah.
Daily Sports
Saturday.
Club. Daily Sports Club Saturday. Because I think the best feeling in the world, like the best time of my childhood was after a big sporting event, you go to the cafeteria before school or you're sitting at your desk before class starts and you're talking about the event.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything you're excited for.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically get to do that on a Saturday and you get to enjoy the final stretch of the draft. Daily Sports Club.
Yeah.
Lopez might come. I don't know. He's been big time in us lately. You coming?
Figgy, how have I been big timing you lately?
I'm just saying, you coming or not?
How have I been big time?
Daily Sports Club, come through, and we'll have the sound of the draft on over the speakers, which is a big thing at the sports bar.
How have I been?
And we
big
might get you a
you
Figgy
lately?
Platter how, or a Nikki bucket.
How have I been big timing you lately?
I'm just saying, are you coming or not?
You are just saying,
are you coming or not? So you didn't give me a yes or no. You coming or not?
I'm planning on coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's big time right there. That's big time right there.
I did that on
See?
Purpose.
See, told you.
I did that on
that's
purpose.
That's big time right there. Daily Sport Club. That's the real party, the real bash, the real enjoyment. Coming up. All right. We've given the Texans their proper pushing, whatever the hell you want to call it, advertising with parties.
Promotion.
Yeah. They've been lying constantly this week.
The Texans have.
Yeah, and I think they're taking the wrong approach with their fan base. I thought we were past the lying to the fans.
Liars.
Yeah. Let's give some transparency and just start being honest with some of the crap that y'all been doing this week.
Okay.
Lunchtime Confessions next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
These are my confessions. All right, I lost a little bit of respect for John Calipari. Just a little bit, because at least he did one thing.
How much did you have?
I had some, yeah, absolutely. Dude walks his dog in a stroller. Did you see that video?
What kind of dog is it?
I seen that.
Dude,
what kind of dog is it?
It's a little dog. It looks like a Shih Tzu or something like that.
A what? Say that again?
A Shih Tzu.
Okay.
A Shih Tzu dog.
Keep saying it like that. We don't need no slip up.
Somebody tracked him down in his neighborhood trying to get comments or whatever. Dude's walking his dog in a stroller. If you're walking your dog in a stroller, you're not walking your dog. I mean, come on.
Well, maybe the dog can't walk, John.
No, he took him out for a little bit and let him walk around right there by the stroller and then put him back in. But who cares? Okay, maybe in that case, there might be one that can't walk. I'm just saying in general, people walk their dogs in strollers. You're not walking your dog. Like, what are we doing here? Like, they're walking you, first of all. And you're trying to look, you know what kind of dog lover I am, but I mean, walk your damn dog, let it get some exercise.
What if it's hurt?
It's again, some people I know there like are that. Always exceptions. I'm saying in general, there are a lot of people that put their dog in a stroller.
What if Calipari is one of the exceptions?
Fine.
You said you lost respect for him.
I saw the dog actually walking and looking fine a little bit, and then he put him back in the stroller.
Maybe he doesn't have very many steps.
Well, maybe you're going to the absolute extreme for no reason whatsoever. Maybe. But if you're walking your dog in a stroller, you're not walking your dog. Watch this.
I got an email from the Texans team shop, and I've been seeing these lately, and, mm-hmm. and it's basically presented as, hey, it's a special time for clearance. Let's refresh.
I didn't get that.
Let's refresh your Texans gear. It's that time of the year. That. Spring clearance. Time to refresh your gear.
No.
Hey, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
In 2 weeks? You're changing your damn uniforms.
Yeah.
So don't sit here and tell me that it's time to refresh my gear. Just be honest. You're trying to get me for less of a discount than there's going to be once these new uniforms become public.
Yeah.
I thought we were past the slime factor, Texans. Y'all are sending this to all your friends. Time to refresh your gear?
Come on.
Come on, man. This is going to be 80% off pretty soon. 75% off once y'all change some stuff.
Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I thought we were past the slime era right here.
I agree.
Refresh your gear.
I'll be waiting at
Look
Ross.
At this. Look at this, yeah. John.
I didn't get that email.
Time to refresh your gear with a clearance.
Get out of here.
Come on.
I'm going to Ross.
Yeah, Ross will have it.
At the uniform
at least
release.
70% off. And by the way, they're already restocking the new stuff. You know they are. Ready for it.
My confession is, I thought we were past this dishonesty, Texans.
Yeah, you're better than that. You're better than that. Watch this. These are my confessions. I was kind of proud of John McClain this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, yesterday afternoon and again this morning.
Why?
John McClain, the guy that just can't quit anything when it comes to being in the media.
Not going to happen.
Took the day off, went to Waco to watch the eclipse. Good for him. Just taking a day off, doing the retirement life. Now, I know he's still going to probably work here and there, but that's what we've been asking for McClain. Man, just go do something. You got money. You got your freedom to do anything you want. So he went and watched the eclipse, and in between clouds, he actually took a pretty decent picture.
Okay, so he went to Waco to watch the eclipse?
Yeah, because that was right on the good line, you know, okay. One of the good places.
How'd that eclipse go, did it?
It was...
Were people satisfied with the result?
It was pretty much... Yeah. It was the Y2K of eclipses.
Really?
Yeah.
So much to
Everybody's
like
all excited.
Nothing.
Much ado about nothing. And that's a shame because it does come along very, very rarely. But John McClain caught a glimpse, took the day off, made the little drive, country drive. Blue bonnets might have been blooming.
By the way, there's a lot more blue bonnets lately.
Yeah.
Have you noticed
that?
Yeah,
I've seen them.
There are a lot more.
Why are there so many? I know this is the time, but why are there so many?
Some years are just bigger than others. It depends on the rain, you know, everything else.
I've seen a bunch of people pulling over to the side of the road to take a bunch of pictures.
Take your obligatory blue bonnet picture. Watch this.
Now, this is going to come to a surprise, as a surprise to many loopholes. I think John and Figgy themselves will be pretty surprised to hear this, but I feel like I've become pretty judgy.
Oh, just now?
Lately.
You just realized
that. Word.
I feel like I've become pretty judgy lately. I know this is surprising to you guys.
Man.
But it's a recent
Hold
development.
Hold on. I got to sit down.
Hey, a minute.
It's a recent development. I know it's shocking,
I need a glass of water.
Nah, trust me, I get it. It's a lot. Life comes at you fast. I know. But a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I decided. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
We need to step up our front yard, and we need to improve the flowers,
Look at you.
We dug up the rocks, the hard mulch that they have there. We put it in trash bags. We put it away. We got some fresh new soil. We planted some flowers. We replanted.
Good for you.
Redid everything and been watering it and all that type of stuff. It looks good. The flowers bloomed yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah. So we went for a walk yesterday around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself just talking crap about everybody else's, as if because for Because my
now you
four
know
hours,
your stuff. Now
my
you
four
know your
hours
stuff.
Of gardening experience all of a sudden has me as an expert on how people should handle their yards.
Yeah, you're
you're Tom Tynan now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
That's not good mulch right there.
Because you spent 4 hours learning the trade.
Now, we looked at each other. We go, when did we become experts? I guess our 4 hours of low-level, like, small gardening have us just frowning upon everybody else.
Yeah, that's how it works, man. Hey, I was in on my hands and knees in the garden for 4 hours. Let me tell you about gardening. Watch this. So I was asked this yesterday via text from a buddy because we were talking whatever. He was talking football, Texans, all that stuff. And my answer, I got to confess, was no. Here was the question. So I'm going to ask it to you too. If the Browns win a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson this year, will you regret anything?
No.
Of course not.
Good for them and good
win
for
a
this.
Super Bowl.
No.
I wouldn't.
Not at all. I wouldn't regret it.
No.
The Texans are in a better direction, better arc, if you will.
It's a good question, but no, I would not.
Because he said you wouldn't regret anything. It's been one-sided. No. Would you regret it if they win a Super Bowl this year?
No, that would be a good... Contrary to popular belief and contrary to the world that we live in and the world that we partake in, both sides can win a trade.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
I know. Well, like when a trade happens, oh, this team won the trade or that one. There's like the initial and then there's the overtime. But both teams can win a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, no, I would not be disappointed in that at all. Watch this. These are my confessions. So I was watching ESPN yesterday, the buildup to the men's basketball game. And I got to tell you, man, I want to give the ladies who covered the game, the women's national championship, the studio show, I want to give them their credit and say their coverage was much better than what ESPN ran out there. Reese Davis was doing what he could, but Jay Williams and Jay Billis just kind of seemed like they were just going through the motions.
Yeah.
I hope that the women broadcast team that was up there and the excitement they had, I hope that's something that's permanent and they continue to do it, because there's a lot of guys that go do these studio shows and RG3 is just doing it so he can get one sound clip.
Yes, he's doing it.
And he's trying to get him, you know, one clip that's going to generate X amount of, what's the word that you and McLean use when you are counting your tweets? Impressions. I think he's looking for impressions.
Yeah, that's all I live for.
And I think that Jay Billis and Jay Williams were just kind of, okay, well, you know, we're going to talk about this.
They almost
those
got into
women.
It.
Those, I want to give those women their credit. And by the way, on top of that, I want to give Ian Eagle credit. This was an upgrade over previous calls. I'm just being honest.
I want to give. You didn't even mention Holly Rowe.
Dude, she's badass, bro.
She left the men's tournament to go to the women's.
She's badass.
Talk
dude.
About
she's
great. A great decision.
She's sick, dude.
Yeah, she went from
she's nice.
Like she was doing the men's tournament and said, "Nah, I think I'm gonna do the women's," and it worked out even better for her.
Yeah, she did excellent.
Yeah,
did a really good job. Watch this.
Speaking of which, we got to confess, and I am, really enjoyed the basketball game last night until I went to bed. I went to bed with like 6 minutes left. Really, the only thing that was kind of keeping me going, because I was enjoying what Hurley was doing, what UConn was doing, how they were letting Edie, you know, eat and preventing all the three-pointers they possibly could. It was a really fun game to watch from that perspective.
But
About 6 minutes left, the only thing that was keeping me going, I was like, all right, we know how this is going to end. I kind of wanted to see one shining moment. And I said, I'll see it tomorrow. I'm sure I'll see a highlight. Yeah, that was it. I went to bed with about 6 minutes left. Not proud, but I did. What are you going to do?
It's lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up, just as we're having fun, just as CJ's getting that work in on the field, a national media type's got to swarm down and call one of our newest players a turd. What on earth is wrong around here? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so Mark Schlereth. Now a Fox. He had this to say about Stephon Diggs. We saw Stephon Diggs getting some work in with C.J. Stroud. Tank, by the way, it's nice to see Tank moving around.
Big time.
Nice to see him moving around. He appears to be in pretty good condition. Here was Mark Schlereth, though. If you want to get your parade rained on, here's Mark Schlereth talking about the status of the Houston Texans and Stephon Diggs.
You can have 50 guys that are professionals, 50 guys that do it right, 50 guys that prepare, that work hard, that take care of their bodies, that don't put themselves above the team. You can have all those things. It takes one or two guys that are turds to come into your organization, and the gravitational pull that those turds have for whatever reason is absolutely incredible. If everywhere you go it smells like shit, it's probably you. It's him.
All right. So there
turds.
You go. Yeah. So there you go. How does that make you feel? What do you think about old Mark Schlereth?
It doesn't upset me. It does confuse me a little bit. Like, it's undeniable. We've talked about it. You know, the issues that that Stephon Diggs has had. Is he a turd?
I don't know.
Is he a cancer?
I don't know.
I mean, yes, you could maybe argue that. You know, in Buffalo at the end, but there was already a lot of water under the bridge, man. I mean, there was, you know, the Josh Allen stuff, the McDermott stuff, et cetera. Like, I consider a cancer, like, just someone that you, that no matter where he is, there's going to be issues.
Well, I mean, he's 2-for-2.
Well, the Minnesota thing,
I mean, if we want to be fair, he is 2-for-2.
I get it, and I want to be fair, but, like, was the Minnesota thing, like, was he a turd? Was he, you know, a cancer?
They went with Thielen. There are some people who think, you know, that, well, they went with Thielen. And I can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it didn't go well.
It's a fine line between being a turd, as he put it, and a diva wide receiver that just wants to get the ball and make plays. Like, We've been kind of spoiled. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm going to say spoiled. Like, all the receivers that the Texans have ever had have never been that kind of receiver. It's kind of uncharted territory for us in Houston. But, like, by and large, there's a lot of receivers that are exactly like Stephon Diggs, and they're not called turds because they're very productive. So it's all about how that story gets out there, how the narrative is built, et cetera. Now, maybe I'm dead wrong, and he is, but I just don't feel that with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been drama. There's been a little bit of problems. But, I mean, it's not like he's just completely taken away the entire spirit of the football team to where they just can't perform and it's so much of a distraction. Now, he did have, like, from an on-field perspective, he did have a drop that perhaps if he doesn't drop that pass, they eliminate the Kansas City Chiefs, and who knows who ends up winning the Super Bowl. Could very well have been Buffalo. So we did see that, but it's not like the team just completely crumbled. Like, he didn't crush the spirit of the football team.
Right. Right. And they were so close, as you pointed out. And they changed, like, by the way, they changed offensive coordinators and their entire approach to how they're going to play offensive football. A wide receiver that's used to getting the ball is not going to like that. We talked about it just yesterday about, like, you know, the first, you know, nine games and the last eight games or whatever, and how they changed everything, how they were running the ball less and then significantly more. They had a different offensive coordinator calling the plays, and that's on top of not feeling really great about the, you know, how he was being used. So, look, we could be dead wrong on this guy. All I know is I don't feel that with him, especially in this locker room.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's going to crush the locker room
at
all. Mm-hmm. And they seem to, the way they were acting, man, like they seem pretty comfortable talking trash to each other and just a little competitive. Like you almost, when you were watching some of the clips with C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, it almost just felt like they were like competing in that recess. Like we're like an angry, intense game of recess football.
Yeah.
Where you're going to math class or whatever with grass stains and just ticked
off. They were talking trash
lost.
To each other the way friends talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah, and it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
And they had old Sketch out there, whatever the hell he was doing.
Love that guy. Love that guy.
Someone who was out there who we haven't even mentioned yet.
Mm-hmm.
John Metchie.
Yeah.
John Metchie was out there getting some work in. I thought it was interesting that Matt Miller, I think, and take that with a big grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a baseball size chunk of salt. He was talking about the depth that the Texans have at the wide receiver position and how perhaps teams should be calling about John Metchie if they need a number three receiver.
Okay.
That
and I'm not is out that even on him. I don't think you're even out on him.
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, as far as being like a number three receiver, yes. Four,
I
yes.
I think there's something maybe there where we have to still see. But, yeah, if you want to talk
I mean,
about
that's a lot.
If you want
man.
To trade for him, I'm listening. I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's a hell of a lot. I mean, look at the depth. I mean, Noah Brown right now is your fourth.
Yeah.
Robert Woods is your fifth. And then does John Metchie do enough other stuff on the football team to justify? Like, I think you could get a Jordan Whittington in their sixth round or whatever that can do – he can play all special teams. He might be – more explosive in the slot, and he has like some unrealized potential and can do a lot more stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying this guy's going to break out. All I'm saying
let's
find out a little more.
What do they see that would make you think that you trade for him and hope he's going to be your third receiver? What are they seeing?
Does
that?
It matter to you at all that it was Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and John Metchie there?
No, because I think John Metchie's a great teammate, and I think they value John Metchie rightfully so. It's hard not to like him, but I'm just talking about from a football perspective, when we look at what Noah Brown did last year in limited time, and we look at the fact that he's pushed back, and we look at Robert Woods, I don't know what they're going to do with that. That could go anywhere. Where does John Metchie fit into this thing?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. I don't think he's high on the plans, but I wouldn't necessarily be out on him. Who got more airtime, John?
Are you out on him as a number four receiver?
Oh, for sure right now.
Okay, so you're not out on him as far as what, like being on the team
well,
and doing
like maybe,
little
you know,
something?
Coming up and showing something, yeah.
Okay.
But Sketch got more airtime than he did.
Well, yeah, because he's the viral sensation.
Yes. He's legendary. Love that kid.
Is he really a kid?
He's not, actually, is he?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, he's not.
Know about that.
Some of the trash talk gets a little graphic.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's definitely not a kid.
Trash talk gets a little graphic.
The Diggs thing is going to be interesting. The focus on Buffalo right now is that they're going to take a receiver on day one of the draft.
I would guess. Otherwise, Josh Allen, what's he going to do? Like, that's one that I just don't get. Like, they have to take a receiver for him. Like, as much as they've lost Gabe Davis, now Stephon Diggs, I know they have some decent tight ends, but, yeah, no, you were so close, and now you gutted that part of your team? Come on, man. That's too much. He's got to get a receiver.
You're worried about Indy, though. You're still worried about the division.
Me. I feel like no one is really focusing on just how close Indy was and how much closer they've gotten. They haven't won the offseason like the Texans, but they've got a general manager that I would put in the neighborhood of top third in the league. Would you agree? Chris Ballard's done a good job. Like he's done a really good job. Yeah. Well, settling all the Jonathan Taylor.
Well, I just remember when he was the toast of the NFL.
Well, he's not that necessarily now, but he handled a very delicate Jonathan Taylor situation, and we saw what Taylor did against the Texans. Then he just all the NFL was thinking that the Colts were going to move up and try to get this quarterback or that quarterback or whatever. He sat there and literally said, sometimes when you move up, it's not the smartest thing. And they got Anthony Richardson. So he's sold on Anthony Richardson for what it's worth. And we'll find out.
Aaron Wilson just dropped this. If we're looking at the draft,
mm-hmm.
the Texans have a visit with number one, number two, number three safety in this draft, depending on where you look.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia safety Javon Bullard is visiting with the Houston Texans. Sign me up for that.
Sign me up for that as well, because he's been on the list. We haven't talked about him a lot, but he's been on the list of a lot of mock drafts being very, very high. But back to Indy, like I just feel like Indy right now is just kind of quietly getting things done. They got Michael Pittman Jr. They have Josh Downs. The report we were talking about earlier,
Pierce, they didn't utilize.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think Minshew is as capable of throwing the deep ball.
Right. They did it all with Gardner Minshew. They have Shane Steichen, who is right up there with D'Amico in terms of coach of the year. And all they have to do is they already believe in Anthony Richardson, but they have to see if he can improve it. They seem pretty confident that he will. And, oh, by the way, we talked about the report earlier that they're apparently really interested in moving up to try to get Brock Bowers.
See, if the Texans had lost that game to the Colts, I don't know that I would have thought any less of their future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the fact that they won that game, and it might a little bit of luck with the drop pass, and then the fact that they won that game against the Browns, which they
destroyed.
Very close to not having that. They kicked their ass.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, like, did we just kind of swoosh the Colts aside?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, they didn't have Anthony Richardson all year.
Right. But I feel like we're, the old term, sleeping on them. I think people are sleeping on the Colts.
And we don't know whether that's a good or bad thing that they didn't have Anthony Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing about this.
Well, the one thing that you can say, yeah, but the Texans clearly have a quarterback. They have their quarterback. The Colts think they have their quarterback. But no one knows one way or the other.
Do you? I saw this yesterday when people were talking about this eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Someone described it and said that the people who are getting so excited about this eclipse and having parties and
mm-hmm.
all that and driving places, they're the same people who clap when the plane lands. Do you clap when the
God,
plane lands?
No.
You don't?
God, no.
You've never clapped when the plane lands?
I hate that.
I'm just checking. I could see
that's you. Not a good correlation.
That's
like
what someone
regular
said.
People wanted to see something that hasn't happened in a long time.
I'm telling you, it was just one thing.
I
it was
think
on the
you
neighbor,
made that up.
It's on the neighborhood Facebook page.
You see, well, that's reliable.
I'm just telling you. That's
they
what
hear gunshots.
I actually did think I heard something yesterday, and you kind of shamed
you post
me.
It?
No, because Lopez has shamed me into not doing it.
Yes, because every
and it
other
was the
day,
one time
I sent y'all screenshots.
Yeah, but you live close to downtown.
Well, that doesn't mean there's more gunshots.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that there's more noises.
Yeah.
I really thought I heard him, but you shamed me into not saying anything.
Neighborhood was.
Someone probably died because of you.
Yeah, I hope that person
that
okay.
Blood's on your hands.
Anybody
buddy.
Else hear those gunshots?
That blood's on your hands. Oh, man. Because you shamed me into not doing it. I was really going to go right to the neighbor. I had my phone out, and I was on Facebook, and I was typing in
you're that guy.
The neighborhood. And then I said, well, Lopez makes fun, has shamed me into it.
It's not like there's not going to be gunshots in Houston. We know there is. What I'm saying is the neighborhood pages and the Ring pages and all that stuff, they post this crap every other day or every day. Hey, y'all hear those gunshots? No.
I have a neighborhood page.
It was not gunshots. Just loud noises.
Let's go around the NFL. We got an interesting situation. Perhaps the worst way to use your leverage ever. An interesting throwback and familiar feelings that we are glad to have as a thing in the past. Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.